Hey guys, welcome back to The Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with T and A. I'm T.
And I'm A.
It's been a while since we've podcasted, and we just returned back from another fun trip to Dallas and realized we are due for another podcast. So here we are. So we figured we would start with a previous trip. What was it, about, was it 6 weeks ago
or so? Probably, maybe, yeah, a little more than a month ago, probably.
Oh yeah, because it was before the first of the year.
Right. Yeah, it was in December, probably.
So we went down to Dallas and met up. The plan was to go to one of our favorite places, Utopia. And the plan was to get together with some friends of ours. A friend of ours that you guys have heard on our podcast, George, the single guy.
So isn't that when we did that podcast? It was, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay. So that night, we went to Utopia with him, and wasn't that the night he was having, like, two dates there?
Yes.
Okay. So we were meeting his two dates there. We were staying at, we were invited to stay with a couple at their house where George was staying. Was that it? Or was it?
Right.
I feel like there was another. Okay. No, it played out. Okay. So we met them all at their house, did the podcast with George, and then the plan was to go to dinner and to Utopia and then stay there that night.
Right.
So we ended up going out to dinner, and this was definitely a first for us. We've never really had this experience before, but we go out to dinner at a place down in uptown Dallas.
Yeah. And it was a little bar and grill.
So it was five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Us, the couple we were staying with, and George by himself.
Right.
Because his dates, too,
were meeting us there at the house party. There.
Which I'm sure if I was listening to this, I would say, wait a second, did he say two dates
there? Yes, two dates.
So maybe we should go into that.
Well, it's pretty typical for him.
Well, I wouldn't say it's typical. It's the first time we've seen him there with two dates. But
well, it's true.
It's not out of the ordinary for George.
So he's single guy. He's. I think we probably talked about that last time in great detail. But he will, a lot of times, find a single girl. He's very connected in the lifestyle community in the Dallas area. And he'll make connections with these single women and get one to meet him at these parties, because typically he can't get in as a single man.
Yeah.
So he'll have a date, and this time he had two.
Yeah. Well, I think what it was is the couple, there was a couple that was married that had a girlfriend, I think is the way it was. Yeah, and then those two girls were meeting him.
I can't keep up with him. I don't know how he needs a secretary.
Well, he needs just to make this his job.
Right. I mean,
it's basically, he's the pro.
Right.
So the five of us go out to dinner, and we go to this bar, and it's basically a bar food. And,
yeah.
This cute little waitress is serving us, 20-year-old, small, tiny, cute,
yeah,
petite.
Yeah, she's cute.
And, you know, we're all in good spirits. We're having a couple drinks. We're enjoying conversation. And
she turns around, so he's kind of, like, making jokes, and she's clearly
saying we're like a
cult
or something.
Yeah, and so he turned around, and he said, do you guys care?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He was, like, he's going to ask us if he should. He wants to.
Right, that's true.
He just wanted to make sure it was okay with us, and he was like, do you care? And I was like, is he kidding me right now? He's going to tell her? And he turns around, and he's like, we're swingers. And she doesn't even seem fazed.
Well, she was like, that's not real. I don't think she thought it was real. I think, so she was curious. She's like, wait, tell me more. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Are you guys kidding? Because they were teasing her, saying, you know, we're part of a religious group, and then we're, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So there was some joking going on, so she probably wasn't sure that he was serious, and you could tell she was totally intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's like, wait a second, you guys are all hot. Like, you're doing what? You know, because they then told her going to this club. And she's like, really? This goes on? And, you know, you could see she was like a deer in the headlights, like, not believing.
Plus, she keeps telling us about she just broke up with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally just moved out.
She had some baggage.
She had some baggage. And yeah. She was young, but whatever.
So
I'm being a team player.
So we extended an invitation to come with us to the party. And do you want to tell her the famous line that she said?
What did she... Oh, she needed to shave her legs, right?
Well, one, she needed to shave. She said, I could probably get out of here. But I was referring to the famous line of when she drinks.
I don't remember.
You don't remember her saying that?
When she drinks,
so,
she...
Well, so we're... This conversation kind of continues off and on for like another 20 minutes, like as she's coming back and forth and wanting to know more and... You know, as she's trying to talk herself into it or out of it.
She fucks everybody.
Yeah, she's like, oh, when I get drunk, I have sex with everybody.
Perfect.
And we're like, then you, we're going to take you to the right place.
You'll fit in.
Yeah. So, we leave, I think,
which Jordan... we don't condone underage drinking, just for the record.
I guess...
And I did not buy her any alcohol.
No, we did not purchase any alcohol for her. So I think George got her number, and she's like, yeah, sure, I'll come, which at that point is like...
Whatever.
Whatever,
yeah.
Doubt it, maybe. She came. She, I think, called George after we got there. He left and went and picked her up and brought her to Utopia, which was pretty entertaining because, yeah. I mean, felt like we were breaking her innocence.
Well, she had... no clothes. She was worried about not having anything to wear.
Mm-hmm.
It was 80s. Wasn't it 80s theme night?
80s
or
70s.
70s and 80s. Anyway, so she has a sweater and comes in wearing only the sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was going to be her outfit. And it, I mean, it worked for her.
She didn't wear clothes very long.
No, she didn't have clothes on.
We shouldn't say that. I remember us being upstairs playing,
yeah,
trying to make everyone feel comfortable about playing, and nothing went on. So it wasn't like she jumped right into it.
Oh, yeah.
But she did partake.
Yes.
In fact, I think we were doing our own thing upstairs. In fact, the host of the house that we were staying at joined us. So I guess we could share some of that. We were upstairs at Utopia, and I think George... How did we end up on the bed?
I don't remember. I don't know. Really wasn't that late.
No, it was early in the night. And I think George was with a different date. Oh, one of his dates.
Uh-huh.
So one of his dates was there. Turns out only one of the girls showed. So they were doing it on the bed. We get on the bed. We're doing our own thing. Which usually, once that happens, it's like it's on. And people start popping on the bed and, you know, whatever. And instead... I think George was pretty intrigued with the 20-year-old, mm-hmm, and she wasn't jumping in, so he left to make her feel comfortable. And before you know it, we were the only ones on the bed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when George's date surprised me with while I was going down on you, laying on the bed, she came up from behind and licked me.
Oh, yeah.
That was a surprise.
Hello.
So... I think, okay, so what I was getting at was our host for the evening found us upstairs, just the two of us, doing our own thing, and joined us. Or I should say the hostess.
The hostess.
Joined us.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Hot little thing.
Yeah. So we have some fun up there, the three of us. I think, you know, again, I was just ready to breeze over that, but I'm sure the people that are listening are like, wait, what's fun? What did you guys do?
Tell us more.
Sorry.
Why don't you talk some? Did you guys have sex?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember. I really don't. Okay.
Right, go back. I was going down on you. She came up to the bed.
She came in. She tried to play like she wasn't going to participate. I'm just here to watch.
Yeah, sitting right next to us on a bed.
Yeah, and then she's sitting, and then her dress is up, and then, next thing you know, she's on the bed.
Well, I think she was, like, kissing your boobs and touching you. And then you started touching her, and then we started focusing on her.
Yeah.
I think I was going down on her then.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I started to have sex with her while you were laying next to us. And then I think you were... kind of wiping my brow as I was having sex with her.
Oh, yeah. Probably so. That sounds like me. She was soft.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Girl. Girls are just more fun to touch. They're just...
I agree completely.
They're softer.
Well, don't let that deter you from touching me.
It's just not as much fun.
Oh, okay. So, from that point, we kind of put our clothes back on, get our stuff together, and we go downstairs, and we're like, huh, wonder what happened to George and the 20-year-old? And
he had a new toy. He was...
Oh, yeah. So, we go downstairs to one of the bedrooms, and they are totally going at it. Mm-hmm. I think George's date is, like, hanging out naked with them. I don't know if she's fluffing or what she's doing.
I don't know. Well, she was intrigued, too, with the new toy.
That's true.
And so she was, like, giving her the first girl-on-girl.
Well, I don't know about that. That might not totally be true there.
Well, I think she was saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, she was saying that. Well, she's like, I've never done this. And she's like, oh, you're doing just fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she was talking.
I think we came up, we walked into the room and we're like, oh, hey, and like drew the curtain back. And she was a little bit like, oh my gosh, people are watching me do it.
Yeah, that was a little distracting for her.
Yeah.
Not enough to stop her.
Well, and do you remember what I said? I said, how many people have you had touching you while you've had sex before? Mm-hmm. She's like, nobody. So I started touching her, then you started touching her, and then I think so there was like 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 pairs of hands on her.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell she was okay with that. She enjoyed that.
Yeah.
So we then kind of set up camp there, and I think you want to talk about what went on?
Well, it's hard for me to tell the story without telling you how I really, like, feel about this. Because she's so young. And there was a part of me that was kind of hesitant, I guess. It was the only time that I've ever felt kind of like, I didn't want you to do that. And I've never felt like that before.
You didn't want me to do that?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And why? Explain.
Because she's just so young. And I've been that young girl. And I heard the pain in her voice when she was telling us about this breakup she just had, and I could tell that she needed that attention. She craved that sexual attention to make her feel good about herself, and I didn't want to participate in that. I mean, I did safely from a distance, and good for her. I mean, she's old enough to make her own decisions. I'm not saying I felt like we were taking advantage of her. I know that she has a lot of growing up to do, and I don't know, I just didn't want to...
Well, I think if you're going to be totally honest, I think what you kind of shared with me was that you were a little concerned about her attaching herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a little bit of your concern with me with her.
Yeah, but more for her sake. It's not that there's jealousy on my part, like, oh, this cute little girl is going to fall in love with you and this is my man. That wasn't it. It was more protecting her, because this is a weird environment to just... I can't imagine at her age being thrust into that. Like, that could change her life, you know?
Well, but you're in this life.
I know.
And you feel like it's an involvement of who you are.
Yeah.
And not necessarily a corruption of who you are.
No, but I found it at 30. And I think she's going to experience a lot in the next 10 years that I don't know. I mean, it's her life, and she's old enough to make her own decisions, but there was some hesitation there. So
okay.
It's hard for me to tell this story without telling you where my head was.
Okay. All right. So that's where you were aware that's where your head was at that point?
Probably not. It was just, I was uncomfortable with it. Okay. Hadn't really processed all that, but I was uncomfortable with it on a level that...
You weren't jumping in
head first. I wasn't jumping in, and I wasn't like, ooh, go have sex with the 20-year-old, and I'll watch you, honey. It just wasn't my thing.
We didn't share the same...
I understand that. And I wouldn't have stopped you, really. I wouldn't have stopped you, but there was a little bit of a hesitation there, and I think you probably picked up on that.
Well, yeah, and when we get into the end of the night, I think that becomes even more evident.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Go ahead.
So, now, why don't you describe... So, we go down to this room, we find them, they're playing, they're doing their thing. I think they finish up. Do you want to talk any more about what went on downstairs? Because, I mean, you had your fun. Or do you just want to skim over and go to the next?
Well, I'm trying to remember details of what you're referring to.
Why are you suddenly drawing a blank?
I don't know. Well, it's been a long time, for one thing.
Okay. Do you want me? My thing is, I think our listeners want to hear just as much from you as me.
Well, I remember that there wasn't a whole lot of interaction with George because he had a new toy.
Yeah. Point. Because yeah. You are kind of a... You're rare to him, you know? For the longest time, you knew him, and
yeah.
You weren't interested in playing to a certain extent, and now that you've been more open to that, he's more... Can't get enough of A.
So, yeah.
This was a little different story where
well,
he wasn't...
We had even talked about, like, ooh, maybe we'll do some double penetration. Like, this is gonna be our trip. And so, not that I, like, had this checklist of things that I wanted to do while we were there, but... That's clearly not the
right.
route that we took for the evening. I wasn't disappointed. That's not what I'm getting at. But
by the way, you just threw out DP out there without any explanation.
We haven't talked about that.
No, I don't think so. So why don't you explain yourself?
Well, so I guess if you have a checklist, what do we call it? The fuck it bucket list
mm-hmm.
of things that you would like to someday do, maybe? That would be mine.
So at some point your fantasy.
Yeah. And I mean, I go back and forth. Like sometimes I'm like, ooh, that'd be hot to do that. And then I think it's not going to be at all what I imagine. I know that it's not going to be like it is in the porn. It's just not. And so I kind of want to leave it out there.
Well, yeah, clearly hasn't presented itself to this point. And
yeah.
It's not like we're trying extra hard to make it happen.
No,
but
if we were, we would have done it by now. But
yeah.
Anyway, we had, I think, maybe mentioned it.
I don't think so.
That, not on the podcast. I mean, that night.
Yes,
like we talked
yes.
about it. And so
right.
That's why you asked me why I'm drawing a blank. Well, I'm drawing a blank because it was uneventful, really, for me.
Okay, so maybe I'll do more talking. So
you had a good time.
All right, we'll breeze over the rest of that, that encounter. But we ended up... She came back. I think she went in the bathroom and cleaned up. She came back out. I was kind of thinking, okay, my turn to play with the new toy. And I think the hostess and the host came in the room and
mm-hmm.
wanted us all
oh,
to
yeah,
leave.
Oh, yeah, they were ready to go.
Because they drove, and we were all... They just wanted to bring the party back to their house, which
mm-hmm.
was fine because we were basically just playing with the people that were all going to go back there anyways. So
I think it's important to mention what time it is. Okay, it's like 3 a.m.
It wasn't that late.
It was.
It wasn't that late that night.
It had to have been 3 a.m. by the time
we weren't being
back.
Kicked out. Okay, so
it
was late.
4.
It was 2 or 3.
It was late.
Okay, so we go back to the house, and I'm still patiently waiting for my turn to play with the new toy, and A decides, I'm bushed. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm ready for bed. And everyone, once we get back, decides, let's
not
go
everyone.
In the hot tub.
Not everyone.
Okay, so...
Hostess went to bed. So...
Two girls, two guys.
And out of everybody in the group, that was probably the one thing that was going to keep my interest was her. So...
Well, her and George.
Right. But George
but
has a
George
new toy.
But George is clearly distracted.
George has a new toy and his date, by the way. So... He's outnumbered.
Yeah, but still, that usually, typically, doesn't faze George when it comes to you being in the room.
Oh, my.
But clearly, there was a difference that night. I agree.
Right.
So, you were tapping out, and...
I was exhausted. And I think, was I drunk? I don't think I was drunk.
No. I don't know. So, everyone's going to the hot tub.
Well, it's hard to remember, because I've done this a lot lately.
Get drunk?
Well, I've got, yeah, I mean, the skin party, and then
yeah.
I've learned tricks to get around this, like this last trip that we'll get to, I took a nap. I need like a 2-hour nap at 3 p.m, and I have to pace myself with the drinking, because I cannot stay up. And that time, we had driven that day, we got up, drove that morning, and, or maybe we stayed there, but we were still up early, and I didn't take a nap. We were just... going all day and all night, and it's hard to go till 4 a.m. when you've been up since 8. Just saying.
You sound like an old...
I know.
Old
I mean, come
lady.
On.
Old bitter lady. Anyways, And I'm older than she is, yet I was still interested in going in the hot tub.
Well.
But I think it would was have a team
been,
player.
Well, and it would have been a little bit more motivating had the hostess still been awake for one.
Well, if you had more interest in what was going
right,
on.
Right.
And you didn't.
And I didn't.
Right. And I then agreed to go to bed and grit my teeth and...
You poor thing.
And so I will share this story. So we decide to go to bed, and these folks have a beautiful house, very open, large home, and we go to sleep. Well, I should say we go to bed to go to sleep, but there was no sleeping because the loud moans throughout the night, there was no chance of sleeping.
Yeah.
In fact, A falls asleep. I'm laying in bed staring at the ceiling for about 15, 20 minutes. And decide, I need a glass of water.
Gritting his teeth, apparently.
Yeah. So I creep out of bed, and I open up, I first go to the bathroom, and there isn't a cup.
First of all, be honest, you might have been thirsty, but you also wanted to know what was going on out there. And just so that the...
In fairness,
just
I
so
checked
people,
two bathrooms for cups before I went downstairs.
Okay, but just so everybody out there knows, I told you to go down there. I didn't care.
Explain yourself.
Okay.
Explain yourself.
Well, you make it sound like you were being...
Okay, but explain what you were telling me I was okay to go do.
To go in the hot tub.
I was okay to go in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Where there was two women who want to have sex with me in the hot tub. So, what is a guy to do?
Right.
Should I go in the hot tub? Or should I just be respectful and... not put myself in that position of having to make bad choices.
Yeah.
So I decided to go to bed.
Yeah.
Out of respect for you. So I get up. I check two bathrooms for cups, no cups. And I'm opening the door to go downstairs to get a glass of water. And as soon as that door opened, you were popped up. And you're like, where are you going?
Uh-uh.
Yes, you did.
I don't remember that.
You're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just getting water. Which I sensed, you know, it was clear what your feelings were about me being there. So I go downstairs and, you know, the moaning. I'm not even sure where it's coming from. I thought it was coming from the couch in the living room.
Well, George's original date was a screamer.
Holy cow.
I have never heard anything. It was even, I mean, and George is a, I don't know what the word is. He'll roll with anything. Like, he's good. He's like the mediator in the room, you know, like if
the politician.
Yeah, if somebody's being annoying or somebody's whatever, he's going to smooth it over. And he was even like, shut up. Like, why are you being so loud?
The only reason he was saying shut up was when it was him doing
it. And it, yeah, that's true. When he was doing it to her, it was great. But when you were doing it to her, he was distracted.
Yeah.
And it was keeping him from playing with his new toy. Anyway, go ahead. So it was her, and she's loud. Like, I'm pretty sure the neighbors heard.
So I thought they were downstairs. Turns out they were upstairs in a bedroom.
Weren't they outside at
one
point?
No, that was George and the 20-year-old. So I go downstairs, I'm walking through the house, I don't see anybody, and as I pass the sliding door, or the sliding window door, I look out, and they are on the back patio doing it on a table, George and the 20-year-old. And they both give me a, hey, as I walk by. And so I go get some water, and I go to the door, and, you know, they're just in the process of having sex and talking to me. And I'm like, come on out here. It's nice. She's wanting a she's never been with two guys at once. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sorry, guys. I'm out of the game. And she's like, what? Like, that doesn't make sense. You guys are all swingers, right? And George knew what was going on. I was like, you know, I'm A's done. I'm done. Sorry, got to call it a night. And it was weird. It was kind of funny to see her being like, he had explained to her why I couldn't go out there and do it. So that was kind of funny. So the next morning we all wake up. Our host cooks us an amazing breakfast.
Oh my God.
George is walking around the house naked.
Yeah.
The 20-year-old scrambling for clothes to get to work. And we take off and head home.
Yeah.
With another unique experience in Dallas.
Yep.
So, just here. Actually, let's mention this about Utopia. So, this club that we were at that night, which apparently is just only my favorite club that we go to. A's got different feelings about it, apparently.
I like it, but it's not my
It's not your favorite. It's not your favorite scene.
Yeah, I like the clubs. I like dancing and music and feeling, you know, like you're at a dance club. Yeah, and T likes to sit more at a house party where you can really, you know, talk to people better there, and it's quiet and
the beds are more comfortable.
Well,
and it's all I think what I like too, or what I've found that I enjoy like when we are just with another couple. That's a good time. But I think I like Utopia where it can be in an environment where there's multiple people around, you know, mm-hmm. like we end up in that king size bed and we're doing mm-hmm. it next to another couple and another couple, and it's just kind of a group thing. Easy.
Well, have we talked about that house? I think maybe we did on another podcast, but it's a huge, it's like four stories. It's a it's four.
One, two, I only know of three.
Yeah, there's a fourth one. Remember, we went up there, they keep it blocked off. Anyway, the house is ginormous, and they have beautiful pool, and they have pool parties, and anyway, like $1 million home that these people bought. That's two couples, right?
I think so.
That host these parties. Anyway, go ahead.
So, I think it was January 30th, I don't know if raided is the right word, but they got shut down.
Yeah.
They got reports that they were operating a business out of a residence, mm-hmm. and the Arlington police or courts.
I know. Shut them down for zoning, and then because of what it was, it's been receiving a lot of media attention.
Yeah. And apparently Arlington is very strict. In fact, they don't even have liquor in the county they're in.
I didn't know that until you said that.
Remember, we'd have to drive around everywhere to find
a liquor store. Yeah. I didn't realize that it was a dry county where we were.
I don't know if it's dry. I mean, I think maybe they still sell like beer and stuff.
You just can't find a liquor store.
Yeah, I can't find a liquor store. Hmm. Anyways, so it's been shut down. The reports are that they're fighting it, but what a bummer for them. Like, that investment was for this purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And the story goes that it wasn't even the neighbors that turned him in. It was a club owner.
Yeah, we don't know that, though.
Well, did you read all three of those articles? Because it talked about how they have good relations with their neighbors.
Well, he said some of them. But that's what he said in that interview or whatever. He was like, most of our neighbors are very supportive. It just takes one.
Yeah, it's true.
And there were a neighbor or two neighbors that they interviewed in that article that I read that were upset about it.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us for another podcast. I think this was number 9. If you would, we would really appreciate if you leave us a review on iTunes. I think we have 5, and one person's actually written something, which is always kind of cool to get positive feedback. And we'll talk a little bit more about it, but we have been getting some positive feedback from emails of listeners who are enjoying the podcast. We appreciate those. It helps give us ideas. In fact, we had somebody on Twitter suggest an idea for a podcast about fantasies that we thought would be really good, mm-hmm. although you did just kind of let that out of the bag.
Yep, that was it. That was all mine. That was it.
So please, guys, leave us some feedback. And rate us on iTunes, because the more people that rate us and the better ratings that we get, the more exposure we get, and the more we can grow this. And the more we can grow it, probably the more podcasts we'll do.
Yeah, so, the more committed I'll be to it.
Yeah, the more I can twist her arm to do this. So thanks again, and we are the Curious Couple for the Curious Ear with TMA. We'll catch you next time.
Fuck you later.